one. Right, welcome. We're back again. Midnight with Robert Shaw, here to review Neighbors. I saw it, Richard didn't, so Richard will be asking me a lot of inane questions about the movie. Did balls appear? Were there dicks? Etc.
Was it funny?
But these are the things we need to know.
Was it funny?
It was. And to put people at ease, yes, there was improv in this movie. But no, I didn't feel that it overstayed its welcome.
Did Rose Byrne get nude?
No, she did not. There was a girl-on-girl kissing scene with her, though.
Really?
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fascinating.
So that was nice.
But the other girl was Melissa McCarthy.
No, some sorority girl. I don't know who she was.
I was being facetious.
Some big-titted lady.
I realized that was not true.
You could have been right, though, Richard.
It would have been hilarious.
I won't say you're wrong.
Because she's so fat and she's so skinny, and it's so funny because she's fat and she's skinny. And,
well, and they're all in Bridesmaids together, so it was funny.
Melissa McCarthy got to go away.
Well, did you read that Badass Digest that article?
No.
Yeah, it was, I think that Meredith Borders wrote it, where it was, she's reviewing that latest trailer, that Tammy.
Oh, right. I haven't even seen it.
It's terrible.
Well, you hate Melissa McCarthy, so.
Well, yeah. But
because one, you hate women.
I do.
Two, you hate fat people.
I really do.
So
yes.
When it's a fat woman, you have like just unbridled hatred.
Yeah.
Pure hate.
Concentration camps for all of them. Just get rid
of them. Oh, yeah. No, you want to send them to fat camps. They lose the weight and then they get skinny again. And then they're still a woman, so you add a dick to them.
Exactly.
That's your deal.
Yeah,
that's your plan.
Yeah.
Final solution.
But no, she really detested that trailer because she thought that Melissa McCarthy has totally sold out and she's just doing the same thing over and over again. And
well, how many movies did it take for her to realize this? I was at that point about five movies ago.
Well, yeah, just like this woman has just wasted her last kernel of goodwill that we've got for her.
Right.
It's like, just go away.
Well, you know, honestly, she's had such a weird career. She's been around forever, and you don't realize. Like, that's the thing with actors. You realize that, you know, a lot of them get famous sort of despite themselves. It's like they've been working the game for 12 years, and all of a sudden they become this big deal. They're in every movie, but they've been, like, working. Like her, she was working on TV for, like, 12 years or something like that.
Yeah, she's on Gilmore Girls.
Gilmore Girls. I didn't even realize that was her.
No,
I mean,
it's
a completely different, like, character.
I know, it's not the same character she plays over and over again.
No, it's something else. It's like, she must be a master thespian.
She must be a master lesbian, exactly.
Oh, no, she's got
too
a...
Too easy? Hubby. I don't know.
Too easy.
Yeah, that's true.
She's got a master interior stomach problem, I don't know. She's got a massive colon.
But this movie.
Do you think her farts stink real bad or just okay?
Well, I ate dinner next to her, right? It's funny farts. So
really, you had dinner with her?
Well, she was across the way. She was at Smokehouse.
And, oh, nice.
She and her husband, and I'm assuming some agents, were sitting about a table away from us. So yeah,
or some agents. Well, you got to do this movie, Tammy. Listen. Look, this is so organic because the character is like so not what you've done up to this point. Tammy's crazy. You've been just playing fat bitches. But this chick is a fat, crazy bitch.
I think actually her husband wrote and directed it, I think.
Oh, good.
If I'm not mistaken, yeah.
Oh, well, I guess we'll have him to blame for it.
I know, so they're divorce.
Did you see the weekend actuals?
Spider-Man made even less.
Yes. That's good news.
Thank God. So, yeah.
Good news.
Good riddance, gosh.
Good riddance. I mean, it's not going to... It's going to barely get to 200 million domestic. That's pretty bad.
Yeah.
This rate.
Godzilla won't help, and X-Men will be the nail in the coffin. So.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Godzilla's going to destroy... It's going to step on it. Going to step on it like a bug and squish it. If Neighbors can squash Amazing Spider-Man 2, Godzilla's just going to, like, eat it, spit it out, shit it on it, and then Ms. McCarthy's going to eat it.
Yeah, I thought there'd be a lot more competition this week for number one.
No, I knew Neighbors was going to pull it. Don't underestimate the power of an R-rated comedy in these days and age.
Well, I figured it'd be number one, but I thought Spider-Man 2 would at least be within 5 million take.
Not even close.
And, yeah, didn't even touch it at all.
I mean, it had a 61% drop.
People are dumb, but not that dumb, I guess.
Well, I think the comic book burn is starting to happen. If you don't make a good comic book movie, they can smell it. The audience doesn't want... They don't want the studio versions anymore. Marvel's a Marvel movie. They're not studio versions of the Marvel, of comics.
Right, right. Yeah.
But Sony, it's such a cut-and-paste studio note movie, and people smell it, and they're sick of those movies. They don't want anything to do with them.
Oh, no. I mean, it's so constructed in some sort of factory. It's just awful.
And it's the worst part is you'd think a factory-produced movie would actually be kind of good because at least it would have a structure, but it doesn't.
Well, no, I feel like the producers come and go. Like, on Monday, it's one guy. On Tuesday, it's someone else. And then it's just like...
Listen. Okay, here's the deal. I'm into Electro, okay? I think he's a fascinating character because he's got Emperor Palpatine powers. So I think that's a good steal from that franchise. The other guy comes in. Hey, I'm a producer on this movie. I really love the Rhino. Rhino's got a great potential. We're going to get the Power Ranger franchise crowd in there because he's like a Megazord. Or whatever that shit is. I was a child of the 90s, and my dad got me this job. So I'm, like, really into movies and stuff. Have you ever seen The Third Man or know who Graham Greene is? Oh, is that a baseball thing? Get the fuck out. Third guy comes in. I really like Norman Osborn, but I don't like him. So, like, I just want to have him cameo, and we get, like, a really good actor to cameo as him. But then Harry Osborn's the guy that I really like because I hate my dad. And he got me this job, so I want to sort of pay homage to my dad. But I hate him, so I want his head in a jar. And he dies of a horrible, horrible disease, and spider blood's going to save him.
Well, I think spider blood would definitely be an Archie and, or C. and Kurtzman note.
Well, no, you know, honestly, they're just studio stooges. That's what they are. And you know what? God bless them. They're getting paid lots of money to do this shit. They're total sellouts, but you know what? They're total sellouts. I don't think they give a fuck. I don't think they really give a shit. They're like fanboys. Oh yeah, you're living in your fucking basement of your parents' house, and I'm out in my fucking Malibu mansion, ha ha ha, writing shit. But I live in a Malibu mansion, and you don't, fucker.
I am in my parents' house, so yeah, it's fine.
Oh, you're at your parents' house today?
No, I'm just joking because you know, since we kind of co-purchased this place, it's
Well, I'm kind of living
in their place.
I'm in my parents' place.
Yeah, so we're all in our parents' place.
It's called the Lost Generation.
We've got nothing going on.
Nope.
Nothing at all.
So, is Neighbors any good?
Oh, right. Neighbors. Sorry. Yeah. It's pretty funny. There were a few parts that slowed down, but it was so minor that it picks up in no time. There are very brief snippets where it's a little dry, but it's funny, I'd say, really from beginning to end. It opens with an awkward sex scene and kind of almost ends on one. So
wow. Between James Franco and Zac Efron.
That's later.
Oh, good.
No, this... They do actually at one point grab each other's dicks, so
yeah,
that does happen.
That's pretty good.
Rose Byrne and what's his name? Seth Rogen, they have sex at the beginning.
Ew.
It's awkward.
That's just awkward. I feel bad for Rose Byrne.
Well, she had a shirt on at least, so.
She doesn't get naked. I don't think she's ever been showing her. Well, she's got little boobies, so who cares?
Well, yeah, the excuse was that she had like milk boobies, so she didn't want to show off her milk boobs.
Yeah, milk boobies.
So that's where you get that from. Anyway,
milk boobies.
So also oddly enough, the McLovin guy is in this movie that I didn't even know.
Really?
Yeah. He has like maybe 5 lines. He comes and goes.
Wow. See, he's got such a weird career, that guy.
He really does. It's odd, but he still works, so
he works quite a bit, really.
It's somehow working for him.
Shockingly. He's made that McLovin character last, where everyone else probably thought he'd disappear as a footnote in cinema history.
I thought he was one and done for sure, yeah.
But nope.
But no, he keeps going. Keeps going. So yeah, this movie is just like the trailer suggests, frat versus family. And you're kind of led to believe that there's some heart with the frat, but ultimately any sort of empathy you feel towards them never pays off.
Oh, so they're just total assholes.
Yeah, and ultimately, I mean, I don't really care about spoilers on this show, because that's not what we're about here. We're about spoilers. We spoil everything.
We spoil your Easter ham.
But, yeah, so the family ultimately wins, and there's no consequences to it.
Oh, okay.
If that makes sense. So like, there's
so
no,
they
like,
kill Zac Efron.
Well, they force them to move out, basically.
So they kill Dave Franco and they bury them in the backyard.
You're close. You're close. It gets a little weird. But yeah, so yeah, and I kind of thought at the end that they would help James Frank or Dave Franco and
James Franco.
Well, there was a bit though, actually, on a side note, where Dave mentions that he has a brother,
and really?
I kept thinking and waiting for James Franco to come in cameo.
Right.
Never happens. Never
wow,
happens.
Wow, okay. Yeah. Maybe that was in the cutting room floor.
Well, it's shocking. I mean, cameos and everything, so I figured, why not?
Yeah. But
no, he doesn't pop up. And at the beginning, the two sides are friends. And I had this belief that at the end there'd be some payoff where they'd rejoin and become friends again, but that never happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's this exchange too where what's his name? Zac Efron. He gives, as sort of a sign of friendship, he gives Seth Rogen these walkie talkies, but the walkie talkies never come back into play either.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Which I thought was disappointing. I mean, the end kind of felt a little undercooked. They didn't want to go for that much empathy for this frat, even though I felt like they were setting it up that way.
Okay.
Because like Dave Franco is actually smart and he's trying to find a life beyond college once they leave, whereas Zac Efron is sort of what is it, like Arrested Development? He's always stuck in this like frat world, and he's really unwilling to leave.
And he's actually 37 years old.
Well, in reality, I think he is, isn't he? I don't know.
No, not even close. I think he's very young.
Okay. But
anyway. You see his tight body? He's young. He's in his
20s. Oh, yeah. His shirt is off for most of the movie. So.
Oh, that's good news.
Yeah.
Bryan Singer was first in line.
You know, I think I did see him as one of the extras. I can't quite be sure. But I think so. I think so.
Would you like to be Quicksilver?
And Lisa Kudrow also cameos in this movie.
Oh, yawn.
Yeah, and she does not look good. Not at all.
She's old as fuck now. Friends was a long time ago, yo.
Yeah, the end was 10 years ago, so.
Yeah.
Long time. Long time. But no, I thought it was good. There's some great supporting cast from people I don't know. I like Dave Franco. I don't know how much more we'll see of him in the future, but I thought he was funny in this movie.
I think he's probably got a decent career going on. You don't think he has a future?
No, I like him. He just seems to sort of, I mean, it's definitely by choice, I think, but he definitely does not do a lot of work.
Right.
And I do think that's by choice. I think that's his own thing, but he doesn't really go for too much too quickly. So it's intermittent to see him on screen, because like last he was in was that Now You See Me movie, and
Well, you'll see him again in the sequel, so get your hopes up.
But I heard he had a small part in that movie. I mean, I didn't see it, but...
No, he's like... Yeah, I mean, it's a guest starring role.
Yeah, it's just that big. So, I mean, I like him. I just want to see more of him. So.
Yeah, now You See Me is probably one of the dumbest movies ever made.
It seemed dumb, and you didn't like it, right?
Dumb. No, it's all right. I mean, it's fine. It's like it's an entertaining turn your brain off movie.
Okay.
Because really, at the end of the day, none of it makes sense.
Okay.
It's like there's no way in reality that any of that shit would happen in our world. So it's such a fake bullshit storyline. I mean, just the basic shit in it is impossible to pull off. So I don't know. Whatever. You got to see it and you'll laugh.
All right. Well, I will eventually, I think, so that's fine. And it's also worth noting that Seth Rogen and Rose Byrne are both equally dumb.
Really?
Yeah, they're both just so stupid. It's great. Rose Byrne does not get a lot of time to be the smart one, so to speak.
Oh, nice.
They're both really a bunch of idiots.
Well, that's good.
Which is refreshing.
My character's dumb.
It's a refreshing
term. In a comedy.
Because usually the woman is a smart...
Right, well, because they want to demasculate men, so.
But in this one,
the woman is always smarter and always like, oh, you're just so dumb, Pete. I like football.
But no, in this one, they're both a bunch of idiots. So it's funny, and it's great, too, because it's very much plays off like real-life scenarios where the older people are trying to be cool, trying to be hip.
Right.
And it never really works.
Yeah.
And I think there's empathy to be taken from that. But I do think it's a little lost when, at the end, they win and they really don't feel bad about getting these guys kicked out of their house or, whatever other consequences there'll be for these people after their fraternity is shut down, etc. Which I think is a little disappointing because I think it could have used that even if it would have been a little bit longer.
Is there too much Apatow improvising in this movie?
No. I mean, there's just enough because it's Nick Stoller doing it, and I think he has a little bit better eye for that. So,
what else has he done?
Let me look him up again. He's done some good stuff, though. Honestly, not everything's good. I won't lie, but some of it's good.
Okay.
Hold on to your hat.
Well, in this day and age, 3 for 5 is a fucking triumph.
You might be lucky here. Hold on. Damn it, really? I probably like Nicholas, not Nick. What an ass.
Nicholas.
It's like, come on, dude. There he is. Yeah, Nicholas. Yeah, give me a break. Okay. Director, let's see. He did Forgetting Sarah Marshall, which I liked.
Yeah.
Get Him to the Greek, which I did like.
I didn't like that one.
Okay. 5-Year Engagement, didn't see it, but didn't look good.
Oh, wow. Was Rose Byrne in that, too? No. She didn't Get Me the Greek, and Sarah Marshall. I think she cameoed in that, didn't she?
I'm looking here. It doesn't show her, but I thought you might be right, because they do play on Emily Blunt being from England or whatever. So
Her sister was Alison Brie, though.
Ah, okay.
That movie,
well,
it wasn't Rose Byrne.
Okay, well. You were close. So, not everything's great, but I do like him.
Yeah.
I won't tell you what he's written, though. Yeesh.
Tell me, please. I'm dying to know.
I can tell. Fun with Dick and Jane. Thumbs
Ooh.
Down.
Well, you know what? He could probably wrote a funny script, and then it went to shit, because that's
Carrey.
Another studio-produced movie.
Yes Man.
Ooh.
Yeah. Gulliver's Travels.
Oh, he's fucking terrible.
he did write Get Him to the Greek. He wrote The Muppets. Muppets Most Wanted, he helped write.
Wow.
5-Year Engagement.
Wow. A 5-Year Engagement was a big bomb, too.
It was, yeah.
Well, that was because Jason Segel can't carry a movie by himself.
No.
Which is unfair. I mean, whatever. I mean, he's got TV money, so he's fine. I'm not worried about him. But I don't think you'll see too much of Jason Segel anymore. I think he'll stick behind the scenes.
No. I think he'll team up with that office guy.
He's going to... Office guy?
The guy from The Office, whatever his name is, the
John Krasinski.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, and disappear. Yeah.
Well,
you're right.
They'll make another movie about what is that? Environmental thing.
Fracking.
Yeah, they'll make a Fracking 2 movie together.
God, Frack Off.
That's what it's called.
That's,
yeah.
That's the name of the movie. Oh. Frack Off. Frack yeah. You. So sick of this bullshit. Leave me alone. Stop talking. I want to bring back intolerance. So sick of tolerance. So bored of it.
But back to the movie for a little bit.
Right.
Aside from the main cast, which really is limited primarily to Byrne, Rogan, Franco, and Efron. Those are the
right.
Really, it's all that's in the movie. There's some peripheral people, but it's just those four. The baby actually is quite the actress, I'll say that.
CGI?
Not so, like twins. Twins.
Well, of course, it's always twins.
But they milk a lot of it. I think they did a good job with them.
Okay.
A lot of good reactions. Hilarious.
That's exciting.
People laughed a lot, Richard. So
it's great. Like I care about the general audience.
So Richard, will you see this movie?
Probably.
I think you should. I think you'd like it. I think you would.
Yeah, I'll probably go see it. I'll see it before I see Spider-Man, which now I'll probably never end up seeing Spider-Man 2.
Well, I was great. I was lucky enough to see it for free, so.
Yeah, I might go sneak into it. Maybe that's what I'll do.
Yeah, see Neighbors and then like see a part of Spider-Man, just get a sense of it, and then leave.
That's a good point. I don't need to see the whole thing.
Now you're gonna see a little bit of it. You'll get the idea.
I guess I could go see like the when Gwen dies, and that's it. And I'll laugh and then leave.
Oh, you should laugh. Ooh, that'd be good. That'd be good.
And then walk out of the theater.
Yeah, and walk out laughing.
But the problem is, I'll be walking out of an empty theater.
That's true. It would have been better opening weekend.
Yes, I should. And then I'll leave as I walk out.
Yeah.
Oh, stupid Peter Parker.
Gosh.
He likes them red anyway.
People would just be scratching their heads. Wait, what? Was that supposed to be funny? I don't get it.
Is that part of the movie? Was that Jamie Foxx?
And then word would spread that that was actually a joke. And yeah. Then people would start laughing. And then the whole context of the movie would change.
And become a huge hit.
Exactly. And then Gwen would come back because, hilarious, she's not really dead.
Amazing.
And then, yeah, that's how it works.
Why aren't we running Hollywood?
I don't know. We could be the next... Orsian Kurtzman sounds easy.
Oh, I, you know what? We just need to become Jews and get lots of money. We could be in Hollywood. They run everything and they own all the banks.
Even the Iron Bank.
So the internet tells me.
No, the internet never lies.
Websites. So. These one. So have you heard of the National Socialist Party? It's interesting. They're funny. I don't know. They're interesting. They love long leather jackets, though. I like the style, but I think it's just so retro.
Interesting. All right, well, I'll think about it.
All right.
That was a good half-assed review.
There you go. That works.
Go see it, though. Go see it.
Yeah, I'm going to go see it. I'm still planning, so I got another long day tomorrow and probably till the end of this week, and I have JP's bachelor party to go to, which I don't know if I'm going to even go.
Gosh, how many of those do you have?
Just this one. That's it.
Oh, okay.
But I have... I got three weddings this year to go to. I got one in June for JP. And then I have a Mexican wedding to go to. And then my cousin's getting married, too. Fuck.
Wow.
Yeah, the Mexican one, I got to figure out. The logistics are kind of out there.
Is it in Mexico?
It's in like the center of Mexico.
Scary.
So it's like I need to figure out. I don't think there's an airport where this wedding's at. So I think you have to come into Mexico City and then drive like 100 miles north to where this place is.
Huh. Wow.
So I got to figure it out. Wow. So hopefully, I don't know. We'll see. Well,
bring Denzel Washington with you so you can feel safe.
I wish you had more time.
Oh, man.
Oh, well. Yeah, so I'll probably. See Neighbors sometime this week, and then I don't know, we'll do another pod this week about what? I have no idea.
More pods the better. This is good.
Yeah. Maybe Ian McKellen will come back. I don't know.
Sure. I'm but, still recording, by the way, so I don't know.
Are we?
Yeah, I don't know. I'll probably post this whole thing. Whatever.
Whatever. This is all gold. This is all pure gold.
It's still funny, I think. I don't know.
34 karat gold.
I think people are interested. All right,
It just dropped off.
That's fine. I-